Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget, everybody working on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I think we'll start with your story here that you wrote yesterday. And I heard about this yesterday. We talked about it briefly, Kyle and I, but at the time it was a developing story. They've lost track, the government, that is, has lost track of thousands of migrant children that are missing in the United States. Now, my first thought was when I heard this, that was it the traffickers that had picked it up? Is that what's going on, or is it just somebody not wanting to be found because they're, you know, here illegally? I don't get it.
Well, we're not going to know because we can't find that out. But when these migrant children come into the United States, they're supposed to go with some adult that has been designated to be their guardian.
Mm-hmm.
And that adult doesn't have to be necessarily a family member. It can be some kind of a sponsor that is approved by the Office of Refugee Resettlement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from January to May, the government places calls, and I would say not very hard, but they are supposed to place calls to kind of check on these migrants.
Mm-hmm.
And of the 14,600 required phone calls between January and May, 5,000 of them are unreachable.
Mm.
That's one in three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this actually is not a new phenomenon, because I remember it very well going all the way back to the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
And during the Obama administration, there were stories about how they were being placed, if, you know, there wasn't a family member, they go to these, air quote, sponsors. Well, these sponsors end up being front operations for trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And for child slavery, meaning child workers on farms. So they become essentially slave labor, mm-hmm. never to necessarily be seen again. So I went back and I looked because in 2013, There were tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors that traveled to the U.S., to allegedly, get away from poverty and the gang violence in Central America. Well, there was an egg farm in Marion, Ohio, where these kids were put to work under 12 hours a day under threats of death. And they live in these, like, subhuman-type trailers on the property. So some of them, don't even get paid. Their pay is that they get free housing and food.
Mm-hmm.
Others, they may not be working in the fields, but then they end up doing cooking meals and doing cleaning and, mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. So we're bringing in, what I'm trying to say here is we've had an awful lot of years to get this right, and we haven't gotten it right yet, and it's continuing under the Biden administration. In this case, they're missing 1 in 3.
Well, I'm not surprised, really, because this whole deal is either the gang that can't shoot straight or it's the gang that's doing this on purpose because they have a defined goal of some sort.
Well, it's not like, members of Congress don't know this, because they do. They have these committees, for instance, in the Senate. This is there. But the Democrats don't want to do anything about it. So there you go.
Well, Sean Spicer says that the House Democrats are going to try for a show bill on abortion after what the Supreme Court did yesterday. And, of course, there's all kinds of threats now about back to packing the Supreme Court.
Well, the Supreme Court really did nothing.
Right.
Their decision was they're just going to leave it.
Yep.
They didn't. And the Democrats, they don't care about a federalist system of government, which we have. They don't care about the 10th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
If a legislature does this, the legislature does it, and they voted for it.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And Kathy's going to take us to break, and she's going to give us the telephone number at the same time.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. In this portion of the program, brought to you by Tuggy, the Patriot Pup. Now, education of our youth is always critical, and we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Sadly, that's no longer the case. And the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. So we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach our children history with a heart. Now, this all deals with Tuggy and his family and friends as they move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So, visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. And don't forget, these books come in English and Spanish, too. TuggyThePatriotPup.com, available in the Tampa Bay area by going to the Coastal Market number 607. That's the Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater, Largo Road. All right. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we certainly have had enough stuff going on here when it comes to the hurricanes to wonder about something. And the people in around the Gulf states are just holding their breath because Joe Biden has promised them a lot of help, a lot of this, a lot of that. They're having a lot of problems. They're struggling right now. They still got, in many cases, no power. I get that. The main transmission line is down. You just don't put that up in a few days. But people are going, hey, they don't even have bottled water. They used to come around. I mean, during Katrina, and I'll use this as an example. During Katrina, at least they showed up with bottled water and maybe a sandwich or maybe something, an MRE or something for them to have, and there's none of that showing up right now. so far in some of these areas?
Well, I can't speak to the volume of what has arrived and what hasn't arrived. Biden, I think, is going to be there today. So if there are issues, I'm sure he's going to hear about it offline. He won't hear about it publicly.
No, no.
But there's two things. You know, hurricanes are not a new phenomenon. Tornadoes are not a new phenomenon. Forest fires are not a new phenomenon. Mm. Flooding is not a new phenomenon. Mm. So when it comes to power, and especially we can look to California and how many times here recently they've had to go to brownouts and even in some cases blackouts because of PG&E. And you know the damage to the lines. Can somebody explain to me why the power companies have not been more assertive and more forward leaning in burying as much of the power lines?
Now
as they
that's the $1 million question right there. That's the $1 million question.
I mean, it is absolutely any power line, any development in the last 20 years,
yep,
for the most part, has been buried.
Correct.
But in all these other places, if you look very carefully at New York, New Jersey, if you look at you know, New Orleans and a lot of some of these old parishes,
mm-hmm,
why are these power lines, why are there power poles?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the telephone companies have gone to fiber, that's underground.
Yep.
There's really almost no such thing. I shouldn't say that completely, but for the most part, there's not a lot of telephone poles anymore because they went to fiber.
Right. You're right.
So somebody needs to explain that one to me.
Okay.
The other thing is that why are these states, and Florida takes the lead in this because of Jeb Bush, back when he was governor,
mm-hmm,
we have massive inventories of infrastructure stuff.
Correct.
Fuel, gas, water, ice, medicine,
yep,
all those kinds of things.
Generators.
Mm-hmm. Why these other states don't have them, I don't know.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're right. It's all on the leadership that we have that's aware of that. By the way, we became the state where other states would come to learn.
Under Jeb Bush.
Yeah, to learn how to deal with the hurricanes.
You may not like him for a lot of reasons, but he was a great governor.
Yep. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob on the line, and I know he's got a question. Okay there, Bob, what's your question?
Captain, Denise.
Hey.
By the way, Denise, I was looking at your founderscode.com website. You got some pretty nice stuff on there. But anyway.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and really great articles. And I wanted to say this, that in this country, we have a real good way of electing people. At least we used to before this last year or two or three or four, whatever. We had. But the problem is we just don't have any good way of removing people from office. And in terms of not just impeachment, but maybe no confidence vote, term limits, things like that. And I realize maybe the only way this could be done is under a constitutional convention or when we take control of the House and Senate in a couple of years, maybe some things could be changed then. Okay, that's it.
All right. Well, he raises a very good point.
Well, years ago, there was something established in Congress called the Ethics Committee.
Correct.
And over the years, the standards by which these statesmen in Washington, D.C. are to behave daily has been watered down to virtually nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I have looked at the ethics manuals for both the House and the Senate. The Senate's a little better than the House. And it's comical. And I have often said that we ought to have a citizens committee that has subpoena power,
mm-hmm,
to investigate these people. And it would necessarily be done on a lottery-type basis, because if anybody gets on the committee and wants to investigate a Nancy Pelosi or a Dianne Feinstein, you know they'd come after them. Mm-hmm. So it would have to be done on a lottery anonymous basis. And the subpoenas would have to go under the name of the committee and not under specific names, because otherwise, you know, these people would be canceled and threatened and everything else. But there are no, this is how much the House protects themselves. Members of Congress are exempt from FOIA requests. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
These people work for us, especially in the House side.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to not be able to say, what are you doing to this particular person, mm-hmm. is an outrage.
Mm-hmm. They're also
Adam Schiff.
They're also exempt from a lot of the legislation they pass, too.
Well, not so much that they're exempt, but they, in that legislation, there's money there that pays for it, so they don't have to.
Mm-hmm. And they had that defense fund there where if they got in trouble, there was money in there to take care of their legal costs. I think that's changed, too, by the way.
I don't remember that one. But...
Yeah, but I am aware of what you're talking about. And the Ethics Committee used to be a very powerful committee. And, boy, when they said jump, you said how high. But that's all changed.
Nothing.
Yeah. You know, the last, I'd say, decade, it's gone downhill.
Is look at their financial disclosures, because they have to issue a financial disclosure on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every time they do an amended one, they file one and they amend it because they got caught. And then the amended one, they go, okay, well, they amended it so nobody looks at it after that. And the amended one isn't any better than the initial filing. But there's so much stuff that is left off of those financial disclosures, it's outrageous. I mean, yeah.
Well, finally, because we're going to run out of time, the DOJ Inspector General has been called on to probe into the FBI's handling of the 9/11 evidence.
Well, that's because there's documents that are still classified that after all these years have not been declassified, and you've got the victims' families from the 9/11 attack that are still in a legal case, a very long legal case, suing Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was one actual document was recently declassified, but the rest of them, no.
All righty, here comes the music. I will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot more great things to talk about. It's going to be one of those days. All right, you take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her website. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, the Military and Veterans News segment coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida caused massive flooding in the east. USA's Lance Fry has more.
Powerful winds and torrential downpour caused major travel disruptions across the region and prompted a flash flood emergency to be issued for the first time ever in New York City. New York Governor Kathy Hochul tells CNN,
"You cannot prevent the scale of something like this, but the answer is how you prepare in advance and how you respond. And New York is prepared for this. We have had so many events, from Superstorm Sandy to Tropical Storm Irene to countless events. We deal with flooding all the time in the state. And so we have the assets. We deploy them early enough. So we stand ready to help in any community that lets the state of New York know. We're also contacting people proactively, saying, tell us where you need our help. So we'll always do an after-action report to find out if any of the systems broke down in the process.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. Time for our military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, the National Aviation Academy brings you the military and veterans news segment. Check them out, but you're going to hear about them first, and then I'll tell you where they're located.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on the other side of the bay. They're over there across the bay from me in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. Now, in either case, you should take the tour of their facility, see what they have to offer, talk to the students, talk to the teachers, and then talk to the people with the financial aid that will be able to set you up, and you'll be all taken care of in terms of your payment for your tuition. Now, the number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour either in Clearwater, Florida or in Concord, Mass. Now, when you do, you're going to see everything they have to offer. You're going to be talking to some people and get some answers there. And when it comes to the financing, if you are a post-9/11 vet and you haven't used your educational benefits, then guess what? You're in like Flynn. It'll be taken care of. If you're a pre-9/11 vet and you don't know whether or not you still have educational benefits or if you didn't take your benefits to begin with, it's prorated based on how long you've been out of the service. So that will have a definition that you'll have to get from them. They'll be able to tell you either most of it or all of it will be taken care of or maybe none of it, depending on how long it's been since you've been anything to do with the military. But if that's the case, not to worry. You get a conventional student loan, and you pay it off in a conventional manner. And with the kind of money you're going to make, that's not going to be a problem, believe me. Because you'll not only have a job anywhere in the world that you want to have it, but you'll also be making buku bucks along the way. So, 800-659-2080, campuses in Clearwater, Florida, also Concord, Massachusetts, and online at NAA.edu, NAA.edu. All right, here we go. After Afghanistan's U.S.-backed government collapsed on August the 15th, Beijing couldn't contain its glee at what it described as the humiliation of its main global rival, even though Washington says a big reason for withdrawal was its decision to force more resources on China. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, it is opening a big-time Pandora's box again between us and China. And as you may have heard, there was a small plane that went down yesterday. We're not sure yet as to who the pilot was and what had happened, but we'll see. We're still waiting for the information about that. And on the first day in nearly 20 years without any U.S. troops on the ground in Afghanistan, the president said he believes his decision to leave the country saved American lives. Well, if you're not there, they can't shoot at you, now, can they? But as far as saving lives, I don't know. How about the ones we left behind? What's going to happen to them? Some are saying nothing. I find that hard to believe based on the past performance of that little old group called ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban, all of which are very ruthless. Now, the Afghan allies that we did leave behind are extremely fearful of the future, if they even have one. There are reports of the Taliban going door to door, knowing where these soldiers are that were members of the Afghani military or the special forces, and dragging them out in front of their families and killing them out on the streets. There are reports of that. Haven't heard the Taliban say anything, but we're getting other people to substantiate that. So if that's the case, that's indeed very bad. And President Biden vowed the federal government will remain committed to getting U.S. citizens who want to leave Afghanistan out of the country, estimating that up to 200 still are there waiting to come out. Well, I'm going to say this again. I believe that 200 number isn't even close to being the right number. I think it's 1,000 or more. Because nobody talked about the northern border. Nobody talked about the DMZ up through there where they're maintaining a vigilance. And nobody talked about where they were in other parts of the country as American contractors. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Now, also, in the last call between U.S. President Joe Biden and his Afghanistan counterpart before the Taliban seized control of the country, the leaders discussed the military, the aid they were going to get, the political strategy, the messaging tactics, and neither Biden nor Ashraf Ghani appeared aware of the preparation for the immediate danger the country was failing to notice dealing with insurgents. And, of course, President Trump encouraged Ghani to lie about the condition of the country. Couldn't have that out there, now could we? And by the way, Fred, I see what you're saying there, Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. I see what you're saying, but that's not the way it works. So I appreciate your comment, but you'll continue to hear that. Now, also, the bombshell report that we gave you yesterday about the U.S. knowing about the Kabul bomber, where they had a drone lock on him, but they didn't take the shot. That has also come out in a couple of other sources out there. The mainstream media is being very slow in putting that out there. They don't want to get that out there for whatever reason. ABC, CBS, NBC. But it is a story nonetheless. It is a Reuters story nonetheless. And we are putting it out there simply because there may be some real truth to it. And I can tell you from what I've been told so far, it's at least half correct, maybe more. So we'll let you know more as we move along here. All right, let's see. Who's in the chat room? We got somebody in the chat room chiming in. Got quite a chatty bunch there tonight. Oh, Eric in Morristown. All right, Eric is no longer in Seminole. Eric is in Morristown, Tennessee. So now he's a volunteer. Now he's a volunteer. So hopefully that'll all work out good for him because it does snow up there in the wintertime. So good luck to that one, right? Okay. And good morning, Flip. How are you? How are you? Hope you're doing well. And he's talking about the VA. All right. We appreciate that comment. By the way, thanks so much to all the people that showed up yesterday in Bradenton. We had a big group of people there at Mission Barbecue. It was great. It was so nice to see so many people. And I know the Mission Barbecue folks loved it too. Okay. I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about. And then, of course, top of the hour, Frank Silvato and Patrick Highland, the sports zone quarterback, will be here in the next hour. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. And on Labor Day, I will be at Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey at US 19 and State Route 54. Now you can stop by and say howdy howdy if you want to. Or you can come up there and you can check out the all-new 2022 Pathfinder and the 2022 Frontier, too. They've both been completely re-engineered, both inside and out. And, of course, with the Pathfinder, and it's now got three-row seating, completely new drivetrain with its 9-speed auto transmission that'll haul up to 6,000 pounds. Now, Moss Nissan really takes care of their first responders, too, with veterans, active-duty military, as well as church pastors all getting discounts on vehicles. Now, you can stop by and see me, and I'll help you save some real money on your new or used Nissan come Labor Day Monday up at Moss Nissan at US 19 State Route 54 in Newport Richey. I'll have a $500 certificate with me, and that means just that, that you'll save $500 on your vehicle. So, hope to see you there. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Never say never to the great world in which we live in and all the different things that are going on. And Richard Branson and his Virgin Galactic has been grounded because apparently they had a little problem with the last flight that they had, and it was off course, and they couldn't keep it in the zone they were supposed to be in. So I don't know what that's all about.
Well, I think it, they ran into some issues, the FAA is shutting them down right now until they can fix what went wrong. That's obviously the right thing to do. You're going to deal with safety issues, and until it's corrected, then they're going to be grounded.
Hmm. All right. By the way, we have a caller on the line. Let's go over and see what he needs to have. All right, Mr. Mike in Clearwater, what's your question for Chris Markowski?
Good morning, Chris. Always a pleasure, sir. You know, back in 01 when we had 9/11, the economy was fairly decent, but yet that was a devastating enough attack to where people's 401ks and people's, investment balances pretty much tanked. Now, fast forward 20 years later, basically, and now that we've debacled Afghanistan and these terrorists are emboldened, our economy is already way not good, down in the doo-doo dumps. So I have a feeling that if they're able to pull off some type of attack, it would be more devastating because, unlike the 9/11, our economy already is not in decent shape. And then, they blow up a major gas place in Saudi Arabia or whatever, it could be crippling. So I hope it doesn't happen. But what are your thoughts on that, sir? Thank you so much.
I think the markets are out. Obviously, it's a much more interconnected world than it was 20 years ago with China and the growth of China and other places around the globe that various different shocks are absorbed to a greater degree by more places and more countries. And it seemed easier to come back. I mean, you got to go back 20 years ago, where we got hit on 9/11, downtown New York, New York Stock Exchange, all those places are down there. They're not even used anymore. An attack like that today, it wouldn't even shut the markets down based on the fact that everything is electronic nowadays. Of course, there'd be a shock to something like that, but I think our ability to absorb various different shocks has gotten a lot better. While there was always the threat of terror attacks, and there've been terror attacks, we had never seen anything like that before. So the initial shock, I think, is always going to be the worst one.
Now let's talk about cars for a minute, because General Motors yesterday shut down their auto and truck manufacturing plants in the U.S. because of the chip shortage. And now we're hearing that the Ford sales are down 33% in August because of the chip shortage. They're not saying they're shutting anything down yet.
Yeah, I mean, you can't make cars. Cars are not available. Cars are not ready on the lot. Not to make fun of people that have brown cars. I mean, you ever see the cars that are on the lots right now? They're not exactly the ones that people want. You're going to spend a lot of money on a vehicle. You're going to want what you want. If it's not there, you're going to have to wait. So, yeah, inventory is the issue right now. Supply chains are an issue. It's not just cars. It's everything. It's from pool filters to skimmer boxes to fences, you name it. And it is backed up. It really is.
Well, some makes, I guess, are doing okay because they've got their new models that have come out, and they do apparently have the chips they need to have and whatnot. But I guess it depends on what you're looking at. Is that correct?
Yeah, it depends on what you're looking for. It depends on the volume for the cars, where they're outsourcing certain products from. You can just take a look around. I mean, I see it here. You drive down Jericho Turnpike on Long Island. A lot of car dealerships along there, all along the way. And you look and you see in the lots, and they're mostly empty.
Now, I know you're not a chicken farmer, but if you were, and you were dealing with Tyson or Purdue, apparently they just paid $35 million to settle with their chicken farmers.
I'm not sure exactly what was that about. It had to do with COVID? I'm not familiar with that story.
I think that had to do with them having to get rid of their chickens because of that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Their flocks.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, again, the interesting thing is that, talked about this before, this is why it's hard to get rid of COVID. Animals carry it too. So, what are you going to do? Are we going to vaccinate all the animals as well?
Gosh, maybe. Maybe. Who knows anymore, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to move over here. Let me find my financial stuff. There we go. The gas supplies are starting to squeeze out a little bit. Now, again, price of gas did go up yesterday 3 cents a gallon, so it's starting to creep back up again, but not as dramatically as what it was. And they're having a problem trying to get the supplies to the stations on the East Coast. But I noticed a lot of those pumps were in water. Why would you want to get a delivery of gasoline when you got water, standing water there?
Well, I mean, I think that they got to have it ready to go once the water comes down. I mean, the water will recede, and they will pump it out. But again, once that's done, you're going to also need, obviously to get everybody back to work and the cars going, generators going, and all of that good stuff. So yeah, it's important to get those supply chains in regards to fuel back to where they were.
Now, Walmart's bumped their wages up, and that signals the pressure to raise pay in the industry with the battle for labor right now. But Walmart did raise their wages.
Again, you have to raise the wages, to get the workers in there as well. Walmart's done very, very well. They were one of the essential businesses. They didn't shut down during the pandemic, and in fact, more business was directed to them because other places were shut down. Right now, they're seeing an issue when it comes to workers are going to have to pay a little bit more. I'm curious to see, because we were talking about supply chains, how everything is going to fare this holiday season. I'm hearing, from more and more, it's going to be difficult to get certain toys in stores and whatnot. We're curious to see, what they're going to do with staffing over the holidays as well, because there might be some bare shelves.
Now, you were spared a bullet, I guess, where you live, but elsewhere there's still some severe flooding going on, and the death toll, for God's sake, is up near 50 right now.
Yeah, we got, as far as death toll concerned, we, obviously fared much, much worse than Louisiana did. Here in the Northeast, and again, it kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, I really, didn't think that it was coming. We saw, I was at my daughter's field hockey game, and we saw the storm coming. We knew that there was a storm coming, but nothing to the extent that we saw. It got the warning kind of late when it came to this, and what we had received was basically 3 to 4 inches of rain, not New York City, not 3 inches of rain plus an hour.
Yeah,
was what it was. And again, you're seeing people seeing some of the pictures and just how bad it is. There's just no place for that water to go.
No.
And this is why you had all of that flooding and people stuck in cars. It's not a good situation by any stretch.
And I forgot about the people that actually live in the basements in some of those buildings, and a lot of them drowned.
Absolutely.
All right, I will talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And don't forget to catch his program on the weekend all across the country on many of these same stations. In the meantime, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.